Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Romans 12, 1 to 3. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. My theme for reflection is minds on the altar, becoming what we worship. Minds on the altar, becoming what we worship. Not long ago, I sat in a room with my son, Ruel Gilead, as he practiced for his school recital. He had been assigned a simple melody to learn on the recorder, one he wasn't particularly thrilled about at first. But day after day, he picked it up, stumbled through the notes, adjusted his fingers, repeated the phrases, and slowly improved. What struck me wasn't just his growing skill, it was how his attention shaped him. The more he practiced, the more his mind and fingers began to move intuitively. His posture changed. His confidence grew. His ear became attuned. Without realizing it, he was being formed by what he focused on. And I thought, what if Christian discipleship is like that? In Romans 12, 1 to 3, Paul brings us to a turning point. After 11 chapters unpacking God's mercy, he pivots to say, therefore, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It is a call not to part-time spirituality, but to a full life offering. Worship is not simply singing hymns or attending church. It is our entire embodied life turned Godward, our screens, our spending, our conversations, our cravings. We do not worship only with lips, but with habits, decisions, and focus. We are all being formed by what we fixate on. The question is not whether we are being shaped, but by what. Like a child who, through repetition, becomes fluent in a song, our inner lives are being trained by our daily liturgies. Whether it is social media scrolling, performance pressure, cultural messaging, or something else entirely. That is why Paul urges us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. To conform is to be shaped passively, almost by osmosis. But to be transformed is intentional. It is the slow spirit-led rewiring of our mental patterns. And here is the grace. God does not wait for us to transform before loving us. He loves us first. He invites us not because we are ready, but because he is. This renewal of mind does not come through hype or willpower alone. It comes through proximity to Christ, through abiding, through surrender, through daily returning. And as we lean into him, the miracle is not just that we learn a new song. It is that we become different people, gentler, freer, more rooted in grace. Like Ruel Gilead, slowly becoming fluent in his music, we are invited to become fluent in love. As James K.A. Smith puts it, you are what you love because you live toward what you want. The shape of our worship shapes the shape of our lives. So what are you leaning towards? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, What daily habits are subtly shaping your thinking, attitudes, and desires? Number two, in what areas of your life might God be inviting you to place your mind on the altar for renewal? And now our practical exercise. Set aside 10 minutes today to sit in silence and offer your thoughts, worries, and desires to God in prayer. Ask Him to renew your mind and help you see one specific area where you are being shaped more by the world than by His Spirit. Gracious God, thank you for your mercy that meets us as we are. Teach us to surrender, not just in part, but in whole. Renew our minds, rewire our patterns, realign our hearts to your beauty. Let our worship not end with words, but overflow into the shape of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.